Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed and Wesley. And now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. A lot to talk about to these next 25 minutes of live, captivating, riveting.
Riveting.
You need to hear this radio.
I think you just remind everybody that's live to cover us because we know we're going to do something.
Well,
riveting radio. I like that. That's
riveting. Riveting radio.
Riveting and righteous radio.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Well, we cannot let this.
That beats positive and encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every day.
Riveting and righteous radio.
That's K-Love's.
Brent Creeley, our producer. Write that down.
Righteous and riveting. K-Love's motto, you know, is positive and encouraging.
Yes.
So we're going to be
And we love our K-Love brethren.
Yes.
And sisters.
Absolutely. They can play music while the world burns. Go ahead.
We actually play some music. But then we also have righteous and riveting
radio. I'm kidding.
I had a friend who used to install rivets on an airplane. He's riveting.
Right. I don't think this is related.
No.
But anyway, riveting. Right. Two different uses of the word rivet.
Oh.
Let me just say, to clarify, we do have a good relationship, and we do love our brethren over at the K-Love Network.
Yes.
Okay? I'm just teasing around here.
We're just having some fun.
Steve.
Hey.
Over to you, Steve. No more fun, Steve.
No more fun. Oh. Okay, this is going to shock you all, so grab onto your chairs.
Okay. I've got my chair grabbed on, too. Shock away, Steve.
Google is putting its hand on the scale of the elections.
Ah, find that hard to believe.
I know.
They're social media. They're supposed to be independent
according to neutral.
According
to a new study by Media Research Center.
It's a platform.
When you Google Donald Trump presidential race 2024 and Kamala Harris presidential race 2024, you get two different types of results.
Ed's doing that.
I am.
He's doing that in real time. You did it in real time?
I did it, and I have a copy here.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Okay. What did your research find, Steve?
Well, here's what I researched. When I typed in Kamala Harris presidential race 2024, now both of these results have top news stories at the top. The news stories on Kamala Harris, Harris and Trump to share dueling economic visions. And then it goes down to the first website result is an NBC news story. It says newly popular Harris builds momentum. And then it's got a couple videos. And then it's got Kamala Harris for president.
Her website,
right.
Yes.
Which is kind of what you would expect, right?
Yeah.
If you're looking for that, that's what you're expecting.
Donald Trump for president 2024. Donald Trump presidential.
Did you Google that?
I did. Same exact thing. Got the news stories at the top.
Okay.
Then a CNN. It said live update Donald Trump Kamala Harris election news. Then 38.5 Interactive, a poll site. Then The Economist, a story about Harris versus Trump. Then the New York Times story about Harris versus Trump. Then a bunch of polls.
That didn't sound biased.
Then CNN, a story about the campaign. And then Open Secrets, presidential race funding. Who's favored to win the presidential election? Another New York Times story. And finally,
how much longer are you going to go?
Finally, this is 10
Trump website.
Down. The Trump official Trump website, which is sponsored. He had to pay for it.
Mm. Okay, now where does hers pop up?
Hers pops up number 3.
Okay, so here's the point. Google is the largest internet search engine in the world.
By far.
I think by far, like you said, it's even a verb.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
So everybody says Google it, right?
Yeah.
So what the Media Research Center has pointed out in your reporting, Steve, is that Google, and everybody knows Google is a lefty. I mean, they have been for they may not characterize themselves that way, but the policies that they've supported and the things that they've said and done, they're on the quote, they would call themselves quote progressive
or woke. Okay?
Or yeah, we would call them woke. So they would they are supposed to theoretically, I guess, be fair and balanced, right? And what you're saying is if you type Kamala Harris's name up, if you Can you type up? You can type them down as far as I'm concerned, or sideways. But if you type Kamala Harris in Google, her official campaign site comes up third. That's what you're saying when you did it.
Yeah.
An hour ago or whatever?
10 minutes ago.
Okay. So, but when you type in Donald Trump's name,
it's at the bottom of the second page.
His official website for his campaign comes up like 10 down.
10 down, and it's sponsored, which means he had to pay to hit that.
Did she not?
No.
It doesn't say that. Huh.
The sponsor.
I wonder if that's true. That would seem to me like a violation of some kind of rules here. Go ahead.
Google. Now, you read those off pretty fast, but when I looked at something along these same lines a couple months ago when this was also being reported at different times, when you're talking about putting their names in Google.
Right, right.
Also, what I noticed at the time, and it sounded like it happened there, when you type in Trump, you're getting Harrison's name in the article multiple times. Whereas if you type in Harris, you're not getting Trump's name in the article. Are you following me
yep.
there? So that and now for somebody who's already on either side, none of that matters. But for somebody who is listen,
the people who work in Silicon Valley, that's where Google is based out of. I know they probably have employees all over the world.
Silicon Valley.
What did I say?
I think it's
Silicon.
I said silicon?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
We don't want to talk about silicon on this show.
I apologize to my family and everybody. I really did say silicon?
Silicon. It's all right. Listen, you're still a good person.
Still from Mississippi. You can get away with the lie. It's live.
That's true.
So, again, we set this up. Mississippi live. So
I don't know that we can now say we're still riveting, but, you know, we're.
That's true. We can't do that.
I'm going to start over. We all need a mulligan in life.
That's
don't
right.
There you go.
One more, and you're going to have to start repenting.
Yeah. So. But I don't want to have to repent for a mispronounced word. I got enough real sins to repent of.
That's right. Let's hurry this up a little
God's
bit.
God's going to hold me accountable for mispronounced words.
We're all in trouble.
So, anyway, where were we, Steve?
You were talking about Silicon Valley being liberal.
Silicon. Not the
so
other
which
thing
one
I
is
said.
It? Hold on. No.
It's Silicon.
Silicon Valley.
We'll talk afterwards about the difference.
Listen, Silicon Valley's probably going to vote 90-10 for Harris, okay, in the upcoming election. So, and all those big tech companies, they're all uber progressive. They would Facebook, all of them. So, but sometimes they at least try to hide it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? To say that we're neutral. Now, I'm going to digress a little bit, but related, I do give credit where credit is due. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta,
which owns Facebook.
He did say recently in an interview that he regrets how he handled COVID.
Yes.
And
who said that?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And he also said, I believe he said, and not only did he regret how he handled COVID because he trusted the government agencies too much, did he not comment on how Facebook handled the Hunter Biden laptop story?
I think he did.
Yes.
I think
it was all in the same.
There's three things he apologized for, and that was two of them. One of them was COVID.
Okay.
The other was the third.
That's like I say, credit. Where credit is due. Did they blow it in those cases? Yes.
I just wish he'd be held accountable for it. One thing to apologize for it after the fact. I just wish there needs to be a consequence for what he did.
Besides, apologizing when you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar is not the same.
You guys
as
are not expressing much Christian forgiveness here at all. You guys are wanting him to bleed.
No, we're doing Christian discernment here. Yeah. What we're doing.
All right, let me just say this, we can move on to the next topic. Yes, you guys want to talk about silicon.
Well, I have something to add to this.
Okay. Well, let me just say this about what you guys are talking about. You guys are not ready to give an inch to Mark Zuckerberg.
No, sir.
I don't think the leopard has changed its spot.
Oh, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm not saying he's changed his politics.
Yeah.
I'm saying he at least manned up. Can you say man up anymore? Or do you have to go gender neutral on this?
Well, we don't.
He has manned up and said, "I regret how we as a company handle those because we assumed too much. we trusted too much in what the government and other media were saying. And so I will say this about him saying that. I don't think he's not saying I regret being a progressive liberal. He's saying we were duped. Now, listen, you might say, well, how is that possible? Remember, okay, I'm going to sound like an apologist for Facebook and who else was it? Twitter at the time and others that were suppressing these stories and siding
Google,
with the left.
All of them.
Okay, you remember that?
All of Silicon Valley was doing it.
They were
perfect. Nicely done.
I'd already apologized.
I'm sitting here ready up to debate Dad, and y'all are still joking.
All right, I'm sorry.
It gets serious.
I still got something to add to the story.
I know, but let me just say this about that. So the people, Mark Zuckerberg himself wasn't sitting there making all these decisions at the time, okay?
Yeah.
He was surfing in Hawaii, okay, trying to create something else. Anyway, but the people who work for him, they're all basically of the same mindset. You can't get a job in this industry and be a conservative.
Or moderate.
I've known people, and they basically get weeded out.
Yeah.
So for him to admit that they blew it on that was kudos to him. Go ahead,
That's
Steve.
Fair. Getting back to the Google thing, though.
Yeah.
I have a study in front of me from 2015, August of 2015. And it says, this is a journal study, in a journal. This is a scientific research study that says that the biased search rankings can shift the voting preference of undecided voters by 20% or more, and the shift can be much higher in some other demographic groups. That's millions of votes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a problem.
That because they rank Donald Trump's website lower than Kamala Harris's.
Because people only look at a couple of... oftentimes.
That's not fair, but that, in my mind, that's baked in. I mean, the liberal media, the liberal big social media, all against conservatives. They're all against Republicans.
Goes back to playing with one hand behind your back.
Yeah, and they're certainly going to be all against Trump. So Trump and Republicans and conservatives generally have to fight against that.
You might want to forgive Google, though, because they're doodled today. You know, they got a
doodle.
Bring up Google, they're celebrating popcorn today.
Okay. See, they're not all bad.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Figured.
Where are they?
Huh? Yeah, they are. Look at that.
Not on mine.
Yeah, type just Google.
Yeah, I see.
Google.
That's
Google.
What it is on mine too.
Yeah, it's popcorn day.
By Google? The way, I use the Brave.
Is it National Popcorn Day?
I don't know.
National.
But you don't get it.
Well, click on Google right there. Mine has the popcorn. Is today National Popcorn Day?
I don't know why they did it.
Nope, National Popcorn Day is January the 19th.
Oh.
So it says
celebrating
Sorry
popcorn.
Sorry I misled everybody.
So maybe they're just
celebrating
popcorn Day?
Yeah, see? Got popcorn. Well, I love popcorn. I'm just going to...
already had mine.
I'm just going to tell you, I have not had any today.
Go, Steve.
All right. Springfield, Ohio came into the news recently because of the thousands, the tens of thousands of illegal pets. Migrants that are camping out there.
I thought you were going to say pets that have gone missing.
Well, that's how it started. So you might remember Donald Trump talked about the residents of Springfield eating dogs and cats and pets of the residents there. Well,
he was emphatic about it at the debate.
He was.
They're eating cats.
They're eating people's pets. He said they're eating people's pets in Springfield.
Well, listen, hang on, Steve. Hang on. I know you got a lot of serious news here, but have you ever heard of the group Stray Cats?
Yeah. I have,
They canceled their concert in Springfield. I don't know whether they were just taking that too seriously.
They're too old anyway to be rocking more past 8 o'clock.
I have to say I saw someone posted a meme on Facebook.
Go, Steve.
All right. So, of course, if Donald Trump says something like that, you know that there's going to be about a dozen journalists or people who pretend to be journalists to go there just to debunk the thing, right?
Right.
Well, one of those was a journalist who went, I don't know if I have her name, but... She was looking for looking for cats and dogs in some way to discredit Trump, but she said she uncovered something sinister and real in this town. So the town has about 58,000 people, and there are 15,000 migrant workers there, and there's a nonprofit there called first diversity staffing group headed by a guy named George Ten. George Ten, you come to find out, has been trafficking Haitians into...
Allegedly.
They're finding that he owns about 50 homes in the city, dilapidated homes, and he's got about 10 shell corporations, and he's been allegedly bringing these Haitians in unmarked white vans for labor.
Where are you getting this story? Because that's pretty serious charges right there.
This particular one is in the JewishJournal.com, but I have seen it. I may have seen it elsewhere.
Okay, so if he wants to sue somebody.
Not me. I said alleged.
Okay, you did say alleged.
Now, if this is true, and you are getting this from the Jewish Journal, I'm not sure who those folks are.
Well, they're Jewish.
He's reputable?
I think so, yes.
Okay, but now if this is true, this is yet another reason why this uncontrolled. Now, what I'm about to say is true. I don't think anybody denies it. I just don't know about this George 10. But children are one of the major victims in this uncontrolled flow of illegal immigrants into this country.
Yes.
Because they are being victimized. I'm not saying all of them, but many of these children are being victimized, both for the purposes of using them in sweatshops, what we normally call it, or for sexual purposes. And they are... And they are abused all the way up to the American border, many of these kids.
Which makes me...
an absolute tragedy.
Got to make you wonder what parent would send them on ahead. I mean, they're unaccompanied minors.
Yes. This is a terrible situation. And didn't we have somebody... I wasn't on the show yesterday. Did you guys have someone on the show?
Yeah, from 8 Days of Hope. Built 8 Days of Hope builds homes for... Well, not homes. I mean, that not in like a 3-bedroom house, but places
residential.
Places for human trafficking victims to go
for both recovery, rooms. Both spiritually and physically, and they help them transition back into.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want people to. This is not a laughing matter at all,
right?
And our laughter was about other things.
About the cats.
It wasn't associated with.
This story.
The seriousness of the story you speak of, Stephen. And by the way, again, as it's been mentioned before, I'm gonna say it like this. If you want millions more people to come here to America illegally and have uncontrollable borders, then you need to vote for Harris. Okay? Because let me tell you something. She and Biden, whatever, you may be a Democrat or a liberal and vote for them for other reasons, but on this issue, they are against borders at all. They are for just letting anybody and everybody come into the U.S. And now we're seeing, by the way, I digress, and it's rare, but there was a story yesterday in the news about how the Venezuelan gangs are rising up in Chicago. And they're going to war on the streets with the
gangs who used to be there.
The traditional gangs, for lack of a better word, that have controlled the streets of Chicago. Right. And the Mexican drug cartels that we read about, these people don't play. If they invade towns and I don't know how serious that is. I know it is in Mexico, but I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not just drive-by shootings are bad enough in this country.
Right.
These Mexican gangs, they decapitate people.
Yeah, yes. If you get in the way of their business.
Black magic. I mean, these are Satanists, some of them.
Right. So, there will be millions more come here. Biden and Harris, and this has been proven, they don't care how many people come. They don't care about that issue. If you do care, I'm just telling you, if you do care about controlling our border and our national sovereignty, then Trump is the person that stands for that. There's just two choices here, and there couldn't be more stark on that particular one issue.
Yeah, okay? And I think that has the – me personally, I've said this for months now, and I believe that is, at least for me, but I feel like it could be – nationally as well. That's got to be
right at the top.
Right at the top, and it continues to be at the top. As far as bipartisan or I see it bipartisan
the general public.
It's starting to affect people.
And go ahead, Steve. Next story.
All right. We go from the production of West Side Story breaking out in Chicago to National Health Service in England. Socialized medicine. Do any of our candidates in favor of socialized medicine over here?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's in deep financial trouble in England. This is the National Health Service. By the way, during the London Olympics, I recall their opening ceremonies was nothing but a love song to their National Health Service, which now is in deep trouble. But so to save money, this is what they're doing. They've found that the NHS Trust is pushing English-speaking patients to the back of the line and prioritizing those in need of an interpreter in order to avoid additional charges from the interpreter.
So let me get this straight. The nationalized, socialized medical system that the UK has had for decades.
Yeah.
All right. It is in financial trouble because they're letting in a lot of undocumented people and a lot of immigrants, and it is swamping the system.
Yeah.
Well, where else do we see that happening?
I wonder. Mm-hmm.
And we don't even have socialized medicine.
You hear about that going on in the U.S. all the time,
right?
Because the people who come to the U.S. illegally don't have health insurance, and many emergency rooms, so they go to the emergency room.
Right.
And the emergency rooms in many places are forbidden legally from turning people away.
Right.
And I can see why, you know.
Sure.
Because your calling is...
Yeah, if you can't pay, you should be able to go to the emergency room.
Right. Yeah, so they go to the emergency room in many of these places.
But hospitals traditionally have paid for those services for people who can't afford it in the emergency room. They've paid for it or covered it from the people who do pay.
Yeah.
Which is us, our insurance. Yes. Steve, we got 1 minute left. Do you have anything just to shine the light on the goodness of humanity?
Uh-uh.
Is there anything? You got nothing in your stack left?
Well, I got stuff in my stack, but nothing that does the
We could go back to the cats and dogs.
Yeah, we.
But we kind of exhausted that, didn't we?
Yeah. That's just ripe with so many potential problems of speech that we might encounter. You know what I'm saying? We might, for instance, bark up the wrong tree.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We might say...
For example.
Guard your... For example, you need to guard your pets. You know what I'm saying? Keep them safe.
That's right.
You know?
This is a safe zone. My backyard is a safe zone.
According to the Babylon Bee, the new poll shows Kamala Harris with a huge lead among deranged assassins.
Dark.
The Babylon Bee last week had several hilarious headlines. I really don't know how they do that. Day after day after day. I mean, they've got a team of clever folks.
I spent the last couple minutes in silence trying to do everything I can to get Silicon and Silicone back in this discussion. I can't do it. I've tried all I can.
Well,
there it is. I just did it.
Yeah.
You did. You got back in there. Way to go.
Yeah,
good work.
Yeah.
I'm sure somewhere in this country there is a Silicon Valley.
Yes.
We just don't know about
it. We don't know
about
it. It's in L.A.
Silicon.
I'm pretty sure it's in L.A.
Yeah, that's in L.A. That's one way to look
thank
at
you,
it.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Ed.
You're welcome.
Wesley, I want to thank Fred Jackson for bringing some
riveting and righteous radio.
Yeah, some professionalism to this decorum.
It may be here.
Our thanks to Brent Creeley, Abraham Hamilton III, and his kids. I want to thank them. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, everybody.